This is Akashvani, the news read by Himbia Hui. India and the UAE yesterday signed 5 agreements in various areas, including nuclear energy and petroleum. These include an MOU on the Barakah nuclear power plant operations and maintenance between Emirates Nuclear Energy Company and Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited, an agreement for a long-term LNG supply between Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, ADNOC, and Indian Oil Corporation Limited was also signed. An MOU was signed between ADNOC and India Strategic Petroleum Reserve Limited. The MOUs were inked following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi. The two leaders expressed satisfaction with the substantial progress achieved in recent years in the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership and discussed opportunities to further widen and deepen the partnership in all areas of bilateral cooperation. Later, President Draupadi Murmu met the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Our correspondent reports that the Crown Prince also visited Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Today, Sheikh Al Nahyan will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both countries will participate. In Uttarakhand, one person died and 2 others were injured last evening after being hit by a stone falling from a hill in the landslide zone in Sonprayag, Munkatia area. The injured persons have been admitted to hospital. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed condolences on receiving the sad news of the accident. He said, as soon as the information was received, SDRF, NDRF and Sector Magistrate Sonprayag were immediately sent for rescue. The Chief Minister said, a rapid operation was carried out by the rescue team after reaching the spot in which 1 dead and 2 injured were taken out. He said the rescue operation is still going on and all possible help is being provided by the government. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar has reiterated India's support for ceasefire in Gaza Strip as soon as possible. Speaking at the inaugural India-Gulf Cooperation Council Joint Ministerial Meeting for Strategic Dialogue held in Riyadh yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar also reiterated New Delhi's support for a two-state solution to end the current Israel-Palestinian conflict. The meeting was chaired by Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. It was attended by foreign ministers of Gulf Cooperation Council members countries along with External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar. On the sidelines of the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar held bilateral talks with his counterparts from Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC member countries and Brazil. The discussions covered a wide range of bilateral, regional and global issues. The All India Consumer Price Index for Industrial Workers, CPI-IW for July 2024, increased by 1.3 points and stood at 142.7 as per the data released by Ministry of Labour and Employment yesterday. Year-on-year inflation for the month of July 2024 moderated to 2.5% in comparison to 7.54% for the same month in last year. Fuel and light and clothing and footwear remained flat in comparison to June of this year, while pan, supari, tobacco and intoxicants increased to 162 from 161.6 in month of June, and food and beverages increased to 150.4 from 148.7 for the month of June. In hockey, defending champions India registered a dominant 5-1 victory over Japan in their second match at the men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament in Hulunbuir, China yesterday. Men in Blue showcased an all-round performance, with Sukhjit Singh striking early in the second minute and capping the victory with another goal in the 60th minute. Four-time champions India had earlier defeated host China 3-0 in their opening match. Typhoon Yagi and the consequent landslides and floods have left 59 people dead and 247 missing in Vietnam's northern region. Authorities reported that the steel bridge in Vietnam's northern Phu Tho province collapsed last morning, causing 10 automobiles and 2 motorbikes to fall into the Red River, leaving 13 people missing. And that is the end of this news bulletin.